Hi, Lori here. Thanks for joining. In this week's blog, I had shared the secret to getting people to step up. If you haven't already seen it, you can go to leadingwithgrit.com and take a look. So yeah, we were talking about a concern that some of us might have in getting people to step up and act like owners. And the concern is that then those people might then expect to be paid like one. You know, if that kind of belief is hanging around in your head, you're most likely not going to authentically work on getting people to step up and take ownership. It's going to be something that holds you back. So this podcast is important for us to be able to get people to step up and take ownership, especially when we're afraid that they might expect a raise. So let's look at four things that you can do to help prevent people from expecting to be paid like an owner. So first of all, it's an expression. You know, you got to think about it. Step up and act like an owner. Not everybody is going to understand that, so you might not even use that terminology. You know, somewhere they might misunderstand what it is that you're asking if you actually use that terminology. Or on the other hand, you know, they might just be seeing how far they can push you. So either way, it's really up to you to set the stage. And step two or tip two is about that, just that. You know, you got to be clear with what you're asking. Really, when we're asking somebody to step up and take ownership, it's just taking ownership of their job. You know, it's helping them to see that this is what we expect you to do as part of your job, and part of that is being responsible and accountable to that job. We're not asking you to be owner of the entire company kind of thing. So you can help them understand this with your own story or example so that they can really see that you've gone through it yourself. You get it. You're really just qualifying what you mean. Owning your job, you know, owning your role. Step three or tip three is about making sure that you explain your role as a leader. Very similar to what I did in the blog this week. You know, you're there to make sure that they are successful. You support them so that they can step up and do what they're being asked to do. Reminds me a lot of the term servant leadership, which in fact, I think that'll be a great topic for next week's blog, so stay tuned for that. And then the final tip is, you know, if you have a person who still has that expectation to be paid like an owner after you've done all of those things we just talked about, it's more likely a different issue, and you'll probably need to be very direct about it. If you've connected with your people, you've empathized, you've built a good foundation of trust, then you're going to be able to be direct yet kind. So you might say something like, George, you know, I've outlined your job. You said you understand a part of it is to take full responsibility of it. And what we're talking about here is not asking for anything above and beyond. This is part of your job, and it's what I expect you to do for what you currently get paid. You know, you think about it, it's sort of like parenting and the term we so fondly refer to as tough love. You don't let your kids get away with things because you want them to learn and grow. They need to be set straight at times. They need to feel consequences. And at the same time, they also need to be given the space to try things, to make mistakes, all while feeling supported and encouraged. So, hey, thanks for joining me this week. And if you have any comments or questions for future topics, please don't hesitate. Submit them at leadingwithgrit.com. I also wanted to share, and some of you already know, that my book, Leading with Grit, is releasing March 23rd, and I'm so excited. So I want you to stay tuned on our social networks and websites for some really special book giveaways that are coming up soon. Thanks, and have a really great week.